It's me, Krista Goodyear, of course, and I am taking your calls from my cottage in France today. Really excited to be here. Now, before I get to your questions, I want to talk about some topics that came up at our London Alumni Coffee last week. And also, I want to give a big shout out to the artists who were able to make it for that. It was really incredible to meet you guys in person. I hope I get to meet all of you at some point. Anyway, there were a lot of conversations during the coffee and the emails that followed it about money and success, working as an artist. And one artist asked me directly, how can I make more money working as an artist? And I'm not sure anybody really liked my answer, but everybody did agree that it was the truth. I said two words, focus and discipline. Nobody likes those two words, do they? Well, I'm only the messenger. I didn't make this stuff up. So what do I mean by focus? I know that a lot of you are in love with creativity, with the muse. You love to explore and make and learn and play. It's part of being a creative person, and I love that stuff too. I think it's really important. However, if your aim is to make money, then you really do need to focus. Whether it's on one style or one medium or even both, the more focused you are, the easier it will be to connect with your audience and sell your work. How? Go back to that bonus that I created on social media for working artists. It's about sharing your message. The more focused your message, the more focused your audience. People know who you are, and they understand what you do. Let's consider the artist William Wegman for a minute. Now, this is someone, can you hear my cat in the background? Sorry about that. She's going to be loud. This is someone that I've worked with. I've worked with William Wegman, and I've known him for years. And if you don't know his name, I'm sure that you know his work. He photographs his Weimaraner dogs, and he has made a massive career out of doing this for 5 decades. He's got licensing deals worth millions and millions of dollars. He has had dozens of books printed. He has galleries around the world, and he's shown in nearly every major museum internationally. So, I want to ask you a question. Do you think William Wegman started out thinking that photographing his dogs would be creatively fulfilling for the rest of his career? The answer is no, he did not. In fact, he told me that he was really worried when he started. He didn't want to become known as the dog guy. He really liked making videos and photographs, but his heart wanted to paint and to explore other subject matter. In fact, he even quit photographing his dogs for a while. But he learned that this work with his dogs was really a blessing. And by going back to it and exploring it as deeply as he could, which is really pretty deep if you look at his 50-year career, he was able to use this one subject to explore social and cultural issues that interested him. Not only that, but this work would eventually afford him the time and the money to do the painting and the other creative work that's completely unrelated to dogs. His paintings are fantastic, but very few people have seen them. There just isn't a huge market for this work. But does he curse the camera or the dogs? No, not at all. He focuses on them, and he's built a massive career that allows him to have a satisfying love affair with the muse with no pressure or expectations. Do you see how that worked for him? So if you want to make money from your art, you need to focus. Now, I want to take a sidetrack for a minute and talk about money, because a lot of you tell me that you want to make money from your art. A lot of money, in fact. But when I ask you why, the answer often isn't about financial need. It's about what you think money represents. There's this belief out there that making money from your art means that you have talent. It does not. It means that the market has found this work worthy. But come on, we all know artists who are making tons of money but don't have talent or vision. I'm not going to name names. And we all know artists who are incredibly talented, but they don't make any money at all. Because money does not validate your talent. The work itself validates your talent. We happen to live in a society that tells us that our self-worth should only be measured by our net worth. And I would suggest that it's part of an artist's job to refuse to bow to this kind of false value measurement, to bring these kinds of limiting assumptions into question for yourself and for others. It's part of your job to form a relationship with your muse and your work that does not allow for outside validation, but instead nourishes you from within. In fact, I believe that this is one way how artists are going to save the world. So what I'm saying is that it's okay to make money from your art, but it's not okay to measure your value or your talent by your bank account, nor anybody else's value or talent. But let's get back to how we do make money, because we all have to eat, right? And if you want to use your creativity to make the money you need to pay your rent or put food on your table or pay your bills, then you do need to focus. You also need to develop discipline. So what do I mean by discipline? I mean doing the work, getting into the studio religiously, doing the administrative work religiously, participating in your arts community, marketing, putting the time and energy into the business of your creativity. I'm not talking about struggling. In fact, I believe you can succeed without struggling or striving, but you do need to focus and be consistent.
You've just heard a short snippet from a recent coaching call that I hosted for working artists. And yes, my cat did eventually fall asleep in my lap and stop meowing at me, you'll be happy to hear. Each month, the artists who work with me through my online course phone in with their questions and challenges, or they post them and I record my responses. We've built an incredible global community of artists through this program. I know that taking an online business class like The Working Artist may not be as much fun as being in the studio, but if you want people to invest in your art, it's time to invest in yourself. So consider working with me and check out theworkingartist.com. I trust you to make the right decision for yourself and your work. And no matter what you decide, if you want to make money as an artist and build a business around your creativity, I'm telling you that I've known many, many commercially successful artists, and the two things they have in common are focus and discipline. So while focus and discipline may not be your favorite words, the good news is that success is in your hands.